I'd like to just put just a quick statement out about Jack Stedman. What a great person he was. All the things that he did to build, along with the Hunt family, to build the Kansas City Chiefs. We enjoyed having him up at camp as soon as last year. Our heart goes out to his family. But again, what a great man he was, and he'll live on. I mean, that's the one great thing about the National Football League and the Kansas City Chiefs. I brought Rick up here to talk to you about Dontari Poe just real quick, and get you updated on that. The rest of the physicals, including Eric Berry, Eric's going through some tests now. We should have an answer for you on Eric within a day here. So far, everything's positive, but we don't want to give you anything until we have everything. But we do have information for you on Dontari that I want to make sure that you guys have. Rick, why don't you step up here real quick?
Okay, thanks, Coach. So if you guys remember back in the mini camp, Dontari hurt his back, and that was back on the 2nd of June. We shut him down for a few days. He went and was referred to KU Medical to Dr. Camerato, who then got him to have an epidural injection in his back. He had one on the 5th of June. We rested him. He made it through the end of mini camp and did fine, was asymptomatic. We got him a second epidural injection right on the 19th of June, right before he left. He was home training. He was doing great. And then he hurt his back again. So we brought him back to Kansas City. He saw Dr. Camerato, got another MRI. At that time, it was determined that he had a herniated disc in his back. Our team and his people decided to send him back to Memphis to Dr. Kevin Foley, who operated on his back on the 15th of July. He hurt his back on the 8th, the second time that he hurt it. He had a successful surgery, microdiscectomy. He had that disc removed. He's in Memphis right now. He's not doing a whole lot of rehab or treatment. He's resting, but he's doing great. He's going to be up here with us on Friday. He'll have extensive treatment and rehab. And I've told the coaches that we won't talk about any more activity with Dontari until after we get out of training camp. So for training camp purposes, he'll be with me, but he'll be in meetings and all that kind of stuff, and he's recovering fine. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, so Jay Howard will fill in for that spot once everybody gets back up here. And work in there and take some reps at that spot. But the positive is that Dontari is doing well, and we'll expect him back as we get closer to the beginning of the season here. So I'll leave it to you for any questions that you have.
Tyler Bray.
Yeah, Tyler, they're all going through these physicals right now. So we'll have that information for you. Tomorrow, you'll see it firsthand tomorrow. So, but again, he has been doing well. We just have to go through the formality of this.
What's the typical timeline for a herniated disc that got his time?
Yeah, I think he stands a reasonable chance to, the early part of the season there, whether it's the beginning or somewhere early in the season for his return. You just have to see and see how things recover. How he recovers there, but it's a positive thing, and it's something that he needed to get done, and as opposed to having that other deal antagonize him throughout the season.
Was this something that started bothering him toward the end of last year?
Popped up really during the camp, the mini camps there. So it was kind of a crazy deal.
Is Eric Berry, will he be here then? Is that the understanding?
Yeah, he's getting tests done here. Oh. Yes, yes.
Physical.
Yeah, he's going through the physical, and he has had some physical tests, yes, that they put him through just to see, where he's at. But we haven't finished all that. But we'll get that to you. We're not going to hide anything from you on this.
Eric is a pretty competitive guy. Has he been? It wouldn't surprise me if he was still trying to lift weights and stuff from all this. Has he been trying to do any training at all? Or
Yeah, he's kept himself in good shape, believe it or not. I mean, he's really done a good job there. But like I said, he's got to go through all the formalities here. So,
football aside, what would it mean to see him healthy enough to be able to get back to doing what he loves?
Well, I you know, obviously that's what we all want to see. So, I mean, we're all fans of his in this situation. So, we want that and what he wants to do for his best interest. Yes.
Do you anticipate him coming up to St. Joe with you guys? And, yeah, we'll, you know, being with the guys and getting the. You know?
Well, he's getting the test done. Then we'll take it from there. We're going to get you all that. I know everybody's chomping at the bit, and probably Eric more than anybody. So, everybody's chomping at the bit to get that. When we have the full package together for you, we're going to get it to you.
Hey, you said Jay Howard's going to fill in for Poe. I think DeVito got a little work there in camp, too.
Yeah, DeVito would be the other one that also would work in there and is comfortable with it. I think both of them can do a nice job in there.
Did Rock get some Nunez Rochez? Did he get some work in there?
He got some work in there, yep. Uh-huh.
Andy, from an entire team standpoint, what are you looking to get done these first 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, well, this isn't only good for the players, but it's also good for the coaches. You get back into the swing of camp, and then you get to spend time with the rookies. You have rookies selected vets. In other words, those guys that are coming back from some form of an injury, and then you've got the quarterbacks here. That's a group, and so but you got to spend a lot of time with those rookies and get them caught up to speed. So once the vets get in, they're running and not quite thinking as much as they are playing.
Andy, with the Sean Smith situation, how do you plan on addressing that in camp, with reps and pecking order? And all
that? Well, Sean will take reps. We rotate those guys back there anyway. So and it really doesn't matter the side. We've also got flexibility with Parker, who's played there. So. Even though he's playing at the safety position predominantly right now, so we've got enough guys there, including the rookie, that can come in and that will work into that rotation. Gains we've got plenty of guys to work through that.
Is cornerback a position where a guy could conceivably as a rookie come in and start week one as opposed to maybe?
Yeah, sure. No, that's I've had that before. Yeah, yeah. They they've got to put together a good camp and. And he hasn't been around here because of the quarter system situation at Washington. So he's got to get caught up on everything. And but sure.
And what about Demetrius Harris?
Demetrius, again, he's going through his physical right here. I would probably tell you that he wouldn't be quite ready to go, but we'll see what goes on here.
How's Derek feeling?
DJ's doing well. Yeah, he's doing well. He's not up here for this. He showed us enough that he's good to go. So.
Andy, does each camp have its own feel, or once you report, is there a rhythm to it that you kind of fall into?
Yeah, well, the base structure is the same. I will tell you, every camp's different, though, because of the people and players. And so that they all take on their own – kind of their own personality, and it's that first step of building a team, and every team ends up being different. So every camp presents its own certain flavor.
When you get back in here and see some of these guys, like Alex and Chase or the veterans coming right now, is it kind of an excitement of getting back to work and, hey, their goal goes right back to the playoffs, Super Bowl, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sure, absolutely. That's how you set your goals. I mean, you set to win a championship. That's how you come into camp, and that's why our players they feel that. We've got a lot of work to do right here to get ourselves to that level, and get ready for that first game against the Texans. So we've got to make sure that we come in here with the right frame of mind, which I don't question that these guys will. I mean, that's how they're wired. This team's wired. So. But it's exciting for sure, yeah.
And I'm curious, when the NFL schedule comes out, obviously you guys get that and you take a hard look at it. I'm just curious, like preparation-wise, what else do you guys do with it? Do you address your team about it if it's something out of the ordinary? I mean, how do you guys handle that as coaches?
Yeah, well, there's so much parity in the National Football League right now that they can present you any schedule they want. It's all you don't know until you play those teams. So there's just too much competition at this level. So I get fired up for each one of them. I mean, it's I think we have a great schedule. It's going to challenge you. That's why we do it. We want to play the best teams we possibly can. And let's see where we're at, man. Let's go.
What is the biggest challenge to have in the 8 games away from Arrowhead before, like, November 29th? I mean, that's 8 out of 11. I mean, that's a lot of road games, man. Possibility to get behind.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we keep it as consistent as we can. And and when you build this thing, you're that the camaraderie that takes place up here, that's what carries you through road games. You honker down. You're going there as a business trip. To get certain things done, and the whole everybody in that building there's most likely against you, and so that's how you approach it. There's nothing wrong with that.
This season got off to the way it did last year. Is it any way attributable to what the team did or did not do in training camp? And is there any changes leading into the
year? Yeah, I mentioned this that first game. Last year I didn't think I did a very good job. You know, I that's where I started, and I didn't get the guys prepared properly. I didn't think I necessarily did a very good job calling that football game from an offensive standpoint. So, we'll make sure we have that covered, and hopefully we do a better job for you.
Last two, Jason and then Adam.
What do you think about the excitement that the Royals have generated?
Hey, listen, our players and the Royal players are very, very close. I had an opportunity to go out to their spring practice out in Arizona when we were out there for the meetings and watch how they do things. They do a great job. We are pulling for them like crazy. This is their time of the year right here, man. They're cranking this thing up, and they're going to go get a championship. So we're pulling for them, and I know it's reciprocated the other way. They're big fans of ours, and that's what it's all about. I think the people of Kansas City are very fortunate to have two great organizations like that. Man, that's a beautiful thing from a fan standpoint.
Adam Torres, Andy, you obviously feel it's beneficial to have your quarterbacks here for these 3 days. What is it about these 3 days that's good for them?
Yeah, you get to knock a little of that rust off, right? That took place maybe the last 5 weeks, although they've been throwing like crazy. But get back into the swing of things and get the verbiage back down. And so when the veterans come in, they're ready to go, and they just jump right in and they're ripping it. And so I think it's a nice little lead-in for them.
Last one, too.
Yeah. The reason I've asked you about the schedule is because, like, you can even tell as a reporter in this league, like, you string a couple losses together, there's a different kind of feeling and a lot, just in general, right? So, you know, how important is it for you guys trying to avoid, like, a tough start out of the gate, even though you've got all those road games early? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't think about that. You're going into every game saying you're going to win the game and you're going to prepare yourself that way. And anything else other than that, man, you got to eliminate. You can't control that. The thing you control is get yourself ready to play. And if things don't go right, you erase it, and then you're on to the next one. That's how you go.
You're gonna refer me to Dorse on this, but you guys got 89 players on the roster. There's still an open spot here. I assume that's something you'd want to take care of by.
Well, we're short one offensive lineman, so you might get a call.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I wasn't a bad center.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
I could do that. You're
going for you. No, get you an agent, and we're ready to go.
No, but
you just screwed it.
But so seriously, I mean, is this something that is there something coming today or tomorrow? Is that?
Yeah, we'll just have to see how things go. Dorse is in charge of all that. I don't get caught up in that a bit. What we've got, we go with, and then he takes care of the rest of that.
Are you ruling out any big name guys?
I don't think there are any surprises coming in, no.